Truly, truly. Long overdue, as we see. 30 years? A key argument of these discussions is that power triumphs over us by disconnecting us from our earth-given knowledge and from the earth and from each other. And that this was originally achieved by overt physical violence alone. And on the global level, the parallel is called colonialism. Bentham shows us, and of course later Alice Miller does as well, the use to which children are put for power to fully explore and explain the psychological dynamics at work in the shaping of human behavior under class and the internalization of discipline, allowing power to maximize and preference the levers that shape behavior. This was Bentham's whole reason to be, to identify those levers. To preference the levers that avoid physical violence with its own children and the children it trains to replace them. I cite Samuel Butler, and I say with their own children, with qualified, because I know there's that's not uniformly true or necessarily true. But it is so that Bentham recommended internalized discipline. And these power guys, you can tell just by the propaganda that gets out there, are always encouraging we as Black folk to hit our children, use corporal punishment with our children. And so they will get, as I say all the time, you can always get paid to do division work. So you can find folk get on the air who will get on the air and talk about how the Bible say this and the Bible say that. And that it's part of our culture, quote unquote. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's part of the conditioning that all folks under class have been subjected to. And it's a common psychological dynamic to identify with power, with the powerful. So it's understandable. But this is another suppressed discussion. And I don't think it's, now that I've come to see how tightly controlled the airwaves are, I don't think it's just a matter of our willingness as Black folk to own it, but I think that's a big part, that it's still there, because that's what I hear when I talk to folk. And what I see, And I do not mean to suggest that it's unique or it's more intense with us, and because I don't think that at all. I'm just saying that in terms of the image, or you can see what power wants for the future by the propaganda they put out there, because they sculpt, they shape systematically, methodically. They want us to not love ourselves, particularly. The folks that they have planned for the really hard physical work, they want us to see ourselves as debased, to not see ourselves as worthy. And there's no better way to do that. Perhaps the only way to do that is to have those who are in positions of trust and providers of nurturance and sustenance in a child's early life, if that person hits you, screams at you, turns their back on you, treats you as if you were less than, treats you as if you are not there often. I mean, this is throughout class society, but we are encouraged to think of this as part of our culture, and it ain't.